Final score tonight is Merrimack 4, UMass 1. Scott Boris with us, the head coach of the Warriors. Scott, you get a split on the weekend against UMass, and coming off of last night's game where it felt like, you know, despite losing by a goal, maybe you deserved a little better fate. Seemed like tonight you guys came out determined to make sure you did get a better fate.
Yeah, no, I really thought we had six good periods, but they did too, you know, and I thought that I'm sure they're leaving. Like, our goaltender was obviously big time, and I think they're leaving probably feeling like they deserved a better fate, you know. But it was, you know, we play each other, and it's emotional, and it's hard, and it's physical, and tonight we were fortunate enough to come out on the right side of it. You know, last night we weren't, but I'm sure Coach Carville feels that, you know, they deserved a bit of a better fate because they played well. You know, we were able to score, and, you know, they obviously weren't able to because of Hugo.
You did not have to chase the game tonight, unlike last night. Did that make a difference?
Yeah, it's always good to get out in front, you know, and we've chased a lot of games this year, some that we've been able to come back and be successful, but it is an easier game when you're not chasing it. And really getting the two-goal lead is important because that gave our guys some confidence to keep playing, and, you know, I thought that was really good. So, you know, from now it's just about trying to build, you know, and play with that same urgency right away, you know, next year and next week, excuse me. But we understand we have an unbelievable schedule here in the second half, so we just got to just put that one behind us and move forward.
Mark Hillier's line led the way with the first two goals that got you guys out to that 2-0 lead. We had him as the warrior of the game tonight with the game-winning goal and an assist on that first goal. But, you know, talking about those two plays, especially the first one, I thought not only working the puck off the wall against a team that's pretty tough against along the wall, but him and Ben Brar doing that. But then I thought having the presence of mind to find Ty Deneau the way he did for the shot and the goal.
Yeah, no, that was a great shift on the wall, and UMass is really difficult to play there, and very physical, and they just worked really hard, and they matched their effort with ours, and then I just thought that play by Mark, just big time. You know, that's someone who really sees the rink, and obviously left Ty in a 1-0 situation, and Ty, as he's already proven as a freshman, he can score, and so he was probably the right guy to have that puck there.
And the thing with the shot, I thought, too, by Deneau, especially watching it on replay, couldn't tell quite, you know, right away from our angle across the way where the shot happened, but it was a pretty, you know, he showed some pretty good hands there. It was a pretty soft shot, but, you know, definitely placed exactly where he wanted it to go.
Yeah, no, he's a scorer. You know, he knows how to change the angle, and I think that's why he scored, because he was pretty close to the goalie, and sometimes that's a tough one to get in the net because the goalie, you know, you don't have a lot of space, you know, and that goaltender is very good. So, you know, him having the presence of mind to change the angle of his shot, I think is why it went in the net. But, you know, there's not a ton of guys who can do that, but he's certainly one of them.
It's also making the play quickly, right? I mean, that's the other thing I thought, was that if you take that extra split second maybe to try to make the perfect shot or what have you, lousy goalie to come out and take away more space.
No, no question. I think, you know, obviously the goalie was surprised that, you know, we had the puck in that area of the rink because it was against the wall there for about 12 seconds. And then, you know, having that presence of mind was big time.
Hillier ends up scoring the goal, would end up standing up as the game winner about 4 minutes after that on a shot from the point by Liam Dennison. You know, the deflection, one of those plays seemed like could go either way. They challenged it. The goal ultimately stood. What did you think was going to happen when you saw that happen?
You know, I knew it was close, you know, and unfortunately we played it in the video board, which I was hoping we wouldn't do because I thought it was really close and I didn't want them to get a free look at it, but we gave them the free look. I would have done the same thing and challenged it because it was really close. But I think his stick started above his shoulder, but I think when he hit the puck, it was below his shoulder, and that's what matters. And so I can see why they challenged it, and I would have done the same thing, but getting that was really big for us. And that's a break we haven't gotten this year, those kind of breaks. You know, those have gone against us a lot. So having that happen was big for us.
Yeah, I was going to say, there have been situations like that where it was a very close play, whether it was a penalty that could have been a major or a goal or what have you. You know, sometimes these things are really close and can go either way. The way the rule's written is, you know, you take that chance earlier in the game, and, you know, if you lose it, like, again, it could be close, could go either way, but you still lose the timeout. There's, you know, there's no black or white, you know, no gray area there. It's black or white. You lose the timeout, and then that means later in the game, if something obvious happens, you can't do anything about it.
No, it's very true. We had it happen to us last night. Now, there wasn't anything that happened late in the game that I would have used that timeout for, but we were in a situation last night where I used it, challenged a possible major penalty, and, you know, we didn't get it, and, you know, we couldn't use it the rest of the way. So one thing I really thought the officials did a really good job of tonight and last night. Last night we had got the tying goal, Matty Capone wrapping the net, and they didn't seem to see it on the rink. But they didn't make us use a timeout, which I thought was really it's the right thing to do. And so tonight, when they thought they scored to make it 4-2 late in the game, you know, they did the same thing for them. And I thought the refs managed that really well.
Yeah. There was another play. We'll talk about Alex Jeffries in a minute, but on his goal, he took the shot that I think caught everybody by surprise at first. It was such a quick shot that ended up hitting the post right in the middle of the back of the net and came right out. And, you know, you have two things there. First of all, a great shot to score that goal, but second of all, nobody was quite sure, I think, for a second, whether or not the puck had gone in. Philip Forsmark was right there and said, I'm not going to take any chances. Put the puck in the net anyway.
Yeah, no, smart play by Phil.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, Alex scored in the exact same place last night, and, you know, he shot it right there. You know, that's what a really smart, really good hockey player does. He knows he scored there last night, and he went right back to the same spot, and he has an incredible release, and so I think he really caught the goalie by surprise.
So that regained the two-goal lead for you guys after they had cut it to 2-1. So, again, you know, talk about big goals at big times of the game. That was one of them.
Oh, for sure. Oftentimes it's not how many, it's when you score them, and that was a very big goal to make it 3-1. And then, you know, again, the fourth goal was big because that stretched it out, and it's a little bit easier to play the rest of the way.
You didn't allow them much in the third period until very late in the game. The goal by Matt Capone made it 4-1, but even besides that, they just weren't able to get anything, it seemed like, defensively. You guys had, you know, you took away their time and space. You had guys right in there blocking a lot of shots, whether it's with sticks or what have you. There weren't a lot of pucks that were even had a chance to get through, it seemed, in the third period.
No, I liked our commitment to that end of the rink, and we talked in between the second and third, so we're going to need, you know, 5 or 6 blocks. If we get that, you know, the game will run out and we'll win it, because we knew they were going to come hard and they were going to pressure us, because that's what they did at the end of the second period. So we just had to get some blocks, and then we had to just defend, because we didn't, you know, and I just liked the way the guys played, because they didn't extend ourselves to score more. We just kind of played through and just let the game go.
You had a couple of power plays in the third period, and, you know, again, we'll talk in a second, but Alex Jeffries being hurt late in the second affected what you were able to do on those power plays. What was the you know, the approach there, knowing you're up by 2 or 3 goals, as it were? You know, you didn't necessarily have to score, but you also couldn't give up a goal.
No, you just don't want to put yourself in a position you overextend yourself. And I think that, you know, we talked about it on the bench, so we maybe could have just spread it out. There was a time when Matty Capone got the puck on the side, and he just held it. And I thought it was a really smart play. You know, he just held it and let the clock run out, you know. And you like to score. You like, good for the power play stats and you know, good to get another goal. But at the end of the day, you know, the whole mission of the game is to win it. And running the clock down was the most important thing.
All right, so Alex hurt late in the second period after the goal that he had scored. Probably the best player on the ice both games this weekend for either team. But, again, he was hurt there. He came off the ice, did not come back the rest of the way. How is he doing?
He's hurt. You know, I don't know when we'll see him back. I don't even know if we'll see him back. It's really kind of he's obviously a downer. He's one of the best players in the league. But this weekend, he played like he was playing at a whole different level. Yeah. And he was right on his game. And I'm just kind of sad for him, because I was really proud of the way he was playing. And he had gone through some stuff. He's been injured this year before. It's been a rough year for him. So him to come out and play against this team, who's that physical and that hard to play against, and you know, play as well as he did for 6 periods or 5 periods, you know, it was awesome. And then to lose him, obviously, was a big, big challenge for us on the bench. But it'll be a huge challenge moving forward.
So it sounds like it's not necessarily the case that he might be back next week. You don't know yet.
No, he won't be back next week.
All right, and then I guess the mindset on the bench there. You guys have the lead. You know, here's a guy who's one of your leaders and one of your leading scorers as well. Probably looking at that point for other guys. You know, it seemed like that was the case in the third period. Guys like, you know, Mac Welsh or Ben Brar, what have you, to lead the way at that point to be able to put this one away.
Yeah, we used everybody, you know, all 11 forwards. And, you know, I thought we had some guys. I thought Mark Ahn had a really good game and did a lot of things for us. He could have had 1 or 2 goals. He played his tail off. He attacked really well. Matty Capone, same thing. You know, we had a number of guys step up. And the maturity of Benny Brar, that's just captain's maturity out there. The things he did tonight in the third period, Philip Forsbar, Chase Stevenson. I really... you know, it's hard to pick out an individual guy, but I thought that we rallied around that and didn't hang our heads, because we know we just, you know, one of the best players in the league just went down, and we're only up 3-1, and we're going to have to get through with 11 forwards, and we did. Now we got to figure out a way to get through, you know, the rest of the season with that likely.
Well, we didn't even talk about Hugo Olas. He comes back to play for the first time in quite some time, and right off the bat he faces a breakaway and stops it.
Yeah, no, wanted to get him into the game. But no, it was great to see. That's hard to do. He hasn't played for a while, and so he was really sick when he got back and didn't even practice. So not only has he not played, the first week he was back, he didn't even practice. And for him to get through that was very, very special for him, I think, and good for our team because, you know, Zach played really well last night. And that kind of puts us in a better space.
All right, thanks a lot, Scott. We appreciate it. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you next week against Boston College.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it.